Jack and News. Trending now. Trending now.
In the traffic this afternoon, there is still some serious traffic on the Western Bypass from Rivonia Road heading out towards Four Ways. Happy to tell you the Mike 1 northbound starting to get better, as is Midrand, but it's still busy through Allendale.
Transnet Port Terminals says it's investing 3.4 billion rand in boosting its fleet in an attempt to enhance operational performance at the country's ports. This includes cargo handling equipment that will be added to container terminals in Durban, Gqeberha and Cape Town. Here's Transnet chairperson Andile Sanklu.
The recovery plan directs us to address the constraints on the Transnet's operational performance, to stabilize the organization and improve volumes.
Antonio Senatore from Cartesian Capital, meanwhile, keeps an eye on the international business front.
NVIDIA reported its quarterly results for the period ending in January, and both profits and revenues exceeded market expectations. Revenue increased 78%, driven by strong demand for its advanced AI chips, particularly the Blackwell series, with net income also increasing by 80% to $22.1 billion.
So, what does the future hold?
NVIDIA projects first quarter revenue of approximately $43 billion, which surpasses market expectations. And this optimistic outlook comes despite emerging competition from Chinese firm DeepSeek, which recently introduced the cost-effective AI chatbot that briefly unsettled the market. But the main factor dampening enthusiasm was a slight decline in profit margins as the company made heavy investments in rolling out its new Blackwell chip series.
A dollar at this stage trading around 18 rand 48, a euro 19 rand 23 and a pound 23 rand 33. Gold trading at $2,874.98 per fine ounce. Brent crude oil at $73.95 per barrel. I'm Marlene Fischer, more news at 7.
We start off with some football news. Now they're fresh from a hard-fought victory against Arsenal in the London Derby. West Ham United now welcome relegation-threatened Leicester City to the London Stadium for a Premier League clash. Tonight, the Hammers are seeking revenge against the Foxes after they suffered a 3-1 defeat at the King Power Stadium in December last year. Here is the new manager, Graham Potter.
The opponent's always got something to fight for, always got something to prove, always got something, some quality against you, and that's the case with Leicester. They'll be looking to turn their fortunes around. So you just have to, we have to have a humility and a respect for the opponents, which we have.
In rugby news, three of Ireland's most celebrated players will retire from international rugby after the 2025 Six Nations record cap holders Kian Healy and last year's Six Nations title winning skipper Peter O'Mahony and fellow Test centurion Conor Murray will call it quits at the conclusion of the rugby of the championship. They announced this all on Thursday. They were on course, of course, to have a fairy tale ending to their Test careers. It's going to be an unprecedented third successive Six Nations title if they do win it this year. But of course, no World Cups. Former England captain Kevin Peterson has joined the Delhi Capitals for the upcoming edition of the IPL. The 44-year-old batting great has been appointed as a member, as a mentor for the franchise that he captained back in 2014. And that was his last season as a player. And it came 2 years later. Delhi are still waiting for their first title in the IPL since it started back in 2008. They reached one final. That's all for me for now. Joe Mann, Jack Rand FM Sport.
The Drive with Robin Ross.
I'm gonna drive.
Hi, Robin Ross.
Weekdays 4 to 7 p.m. Jacaranda FM.
Where do you go, my lovely? Where do you go? I wanna know, my lovely.